quiet around here. I have a feeling something's missing. Didn't we used to have a boy?
Darling, I didn't have the heart to wake him.
Why not?
Well, it's Saturday's day off. Well,
not for Jeff, it isn't. He's got a lawn to mow.
Oh, but darling.
No, my mistake was paying him in advance. He's been putting it off all week. Let that grass grow one more day, he won't be able to mow it.
That's what he's hoping, Daddy.
Well, I'm on to it. Mary, go up and wake your brother.
Oh, with pleasure.
Tell him I said to get down here.
Yes, sir. Oh, Jeff. Now, look, Jeff, I know you're in there, and Daddy says for me to get you up right now.
Oh, cut it out, will you?
Jeff, Daddy says for me to get you up now.
Well, I was just going to sleep.
You've been asleep 12 hours.
So what? It was just getting good.
No, you don't fool me. I know why you're pretending.
Who's pretending?
Hey, look, there's a moving van in front of the Farrell house. Somebody must be moving in.
You're kidding.
Well, if you don't believe me, come look.
Hey, what do you know? They're carting stuff in.
I wonder who bought that house.
Well, never mind who bought it. Have they got any kids? And if they do, I hope one can throw a decent pass. Well, I gotta get over there and get dressed.
Well, hurry, Jeff.
Yeah.
So they finally sold the Farrell house, huh? I'd sure like to know what it sold for.
The people that bought it must be loaded.
What makes you think that?
Well, I watched while I was getting dressed. The stuff they're carrying in. Boy, I saw him cart in one of those slinky couches. You know, like Cleopatra.
Oh, now I'm curious.
Leave it to me. I'll find out.
Jeff, finish your breakfast first.
I have.
Well, honey, you mustn't go over there snooping and prying. So when you walk by, just take a look out of the corner of your eye. Hmm?
Jeff. Before you go, allow me to bring to your attention once more the matter of the lawn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hold it. Let me further remind you that you were paid in advance for the job.
Well, gee, Dad, I said I'd do it. What more can I do?
You could do it.
No, I'll do it later. Now what?
Don't think for one minute that I'm going to mow the lawn.
Well, gee, Dad, of course not. Guy.
What'll you bet I do?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Jeff, what's yours?
Moody.
Moody?
Well, that's my last name. First name's Joe.
Oh, hi.
Hi. You live around here?
Right there where it says on the sign, Dr. Stone.
Oh, your father's a doctor, huh? That's fine.
Well, he's a pediatrician. That's a kind of a doctor. He takes care of children.
Well, of course. After all, children grow up to be people.
You gonna live here?
Yeah.
Did you buy the place?
Yeah, we bought it.
I bet you paid quite a lot for it, huh?
Well, it seemed like a lot to us. Why? Do you think we made a mistake?
Well, no.
You don't seem too sure about it.
Did they tell you about the cellar?
What about it?
It leaks.
Oh?
They had to call the fire department last spring to come and pump it out.
I don't think they mentioned that to us. What else do you know about the house?
Oh, it's got a great attic with all sorts of little secret passages where you can crawl around under the eaves. You want me to show you?
No, thanks. I don't think we'll be doing much crawling.
Well, it's great for kids. You got any kids?
No. And it's a darn shame. They could swim in the cellar.
Joe!
Be right there, hon. Mom's calling. I better get this in the house.
Hey, you're dropping stuff. You want me to help you carry things?
Well, yeah, that'll be fine if you'd like to.
I'm pretty good at carrying stuff.
I'll bet. Sure know how to carry that football. We got a helper here, Mom.
Well,
she's not your mom.
No, I just saw her that. Oh. This is Jeff. He lives next door.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Oh, here, let me help Mrs. Moody.
Oh, well, thanks. Here, you can carry this. Hurry, dear.
Hey, is this yours? Are you in the Air Force?
Well, I was. I couldn't make the wait now.
Well, gee, what's this?
Oh, that's just a little souvenir they give you.
It's a distinguished flying cross, and you don't see many of them. Distinguished flying cross. Mr. Moody!
Where have you been all day? It's practically dinner time and you were supposed to mow the lawn.
Are they sore?
Well, how should I know?
Where are they?
Mommy's in the kitchen and Daddy's upstairs taking a shower.
I think I'll tackle Mom first. Maybe I better wash my hands first, though, on account. But if I do, then I'll run into Dad.
Oh, Jeff.
Hi, Mom. What's for dinner?
Do you know what time it is, young man?
Mary just told me.
That's the first inkling you had? The fact that the sun had set suggested nothing to you?
Well, I was over at the new neighbors, see? And, well, they're swell. And I was over there, and they practically begged me to stay.
Why didn't you let me know you weren't coming home for lunch?
Well, I was going to call, but, well, their phone wasn't connected, and... Well,
I forgot. Well, did you ever get any lunch?
Oh, yeah, I had a swell lunch.
Where?
At the Moody's. Well, that's their name, the Moody's.
Well, you invited yourself to lunch?
No, they invited me. They like me, Mom, no kidding. You should get to know Mrs. Moody. Boy, can she cook.
What'd you have to eat?
Salmon patties.
Salmon? I can't even get you to touch salmon patties.
Oh, I like them now. I think they were frozen. Maybe that's why they were better.
I think you should know your father's been looking for you. Our prodigal son has returned, full of salmon patties.
I was telling Mom, Dad, you like those people. Mr. Moody, he's a regular guy.
Well, who is Mr. Moody?
Well, our new neighbor. You know, the one that bought the Farrell house. He paid $28.5 for it.
Is that any concern of ours?
Well, you're always interested in what people paid for stuff, so I thought...
Well, I don't ask them. And furthermore, I don't think you should go moving in on perfect strangers like this.
They're not strangers. They're my friends. They like me. Mr. Moody was a flyer during the war, and he got decorated for being a hero. Were you in the war, Dad?
You know very well he was.
I mean in the fighting part.
I was in the Battle of Fort Dix.
What was that?
New Jersey.
Who was it against?
The officers.
Your father's just joking, dear.
Well, Mr. Moody, he was a bomber pilot, and he got the Distinguished Flying Cross.
Well, dear, not all the heroes were decorated, you know. Some of them had to stay home and do the routine jobs.
Yeah, well, not Mr. Moody. He was all over. Boy, India, China, the South Pacific. Have you ever been any place, Dad?
I've been lots of places.
I mean any place interesting.
We'll discuss geography later, Jeff. Right now, let's get to the point.
What's that?
You know darn well what it is. You contracted 1 week ago to mow that lawn, and you were paid in advance.
Well, that completely slipped my mind. I better go do it now. Only it's pretty close to dinner.
Yes, it is.
Gee, Dad, I wish you would have mentioned it earlier.
I have been mentioning it at the top of my lungs for a week.
I know. I don't know why I do things like this, Dad. I guess I'm just no good. When I think of you and Mom, how hard you work and how good you are to us, then when we make a mistake or forget something, like mow the lawn... You never blame us or anything. Would you shut up? Oh, she always spoils everything.
We are deeply touched. But tomorrow morning, my boy, rain or shine, hot or cold, if that lawn isn't mowed...
Well, gee, I was gonna do it. Give me a little credit. At the Moody's, at least they appreciate you. But around here...
I'm getting just a little weary of hearing about the Moody's. Now, either you mow that lawn or you can go live with the Moody's.
All right, I will.
But you'll mow the lawn first.
Now, let's all cool off and eat our lamb stew. And don't tell me Mrs. Moody makes it better. What are you looking at?
The lawn.
Well, it's dark out. You can't see it.
I don't have to see it. I know it hasn't been touched. Donna, you got to do something about that laundry.
What's the matter, dear?
Well, look at this shirt.
Well, it looks all right to me.
What? Starch. They're putting starch in the collars and cuffs.
Oh, Alex, that laundry's been doing your shirts exactly the same way for 8 years. Now, nothing's changed but you.
Me?
Yes, dear. You're not angry with the laundry. You're angry with Jeff.
Oh, what an absurd idea. Why should I be angry with Jeff? Yeah, of course. You mean about the lawn.
Well, not entirely the lawn. Mr. Moody.
Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Well, it's perfectly natural for Jeff to admire Mr. Moody. All boys go through that. And all fathers go through what you're going through.
Sweetheart, I don't know where you got such a ridiculous idea, but believe me, I've never given a thought to how Jeff feels about Mr. Moody.
All right, dear.
If I wanted to brag, there are plenty of things I could tell Jeff about myself.
Of course, dear.
I could tell him about when I graduated from medical school, I was second in a class of 418.
Well, that's very impressive, dear. Why don't you tell him?
Because I'm not competing with Mr. Moody, that's why.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Mary.
What's so funny?
Oh, it's just a joke Jeff told me.
Mr. Moody told it to me today. It sure is funny.
Well, why don't you share it with us, huh?
Okay. Why is a doorknob like a little baby?
Okay. Why is a doorknob like a little baby?
Because they're both something to a door. What's the matter, Dad? Don't you get it?
I get it. It's just a... Oh, never mind.
Honey, did you know that when your father graduated from medical school out of a class of 418, he was second?
Is that so? Mm-hmm. Second? Who was first?
Mr. Moody! Come here, young man. Do you see that lawn?
It's too dark. I can't see a thing.
No, it's there, all right. And I want it cut. First thing tomorrow morning.
Jeff was out here mowing the lawn.
So did I, but it would seem our son has deserted his post. And he promised me faithfully he'd finish this today right after breakfast.
Well, maybe stop to rest a bit.
Rest? He's hardly started. We leave it up to Jeff, we'll have a jungle in our front yard.
Well, maybe he's upstairs in his room.
No, don't bother. I have a pretty good idea of where he is. Mary, I want you to go over to the new neighbors, and if Jeff is there, tell him to come home.
But, Daddy, I don't even know those people.
You don't have to know them. You know Jeff. Now tell him I want him to come back here.
Daddy.
On the double.
Oh, Alex, you're not going to be too hard on him.
I don't know what I'm going to do. But if I do, there's not a jury in the world that will convict me. Now, where's Mary? Does somebody have to go after her?
Well, you sent her over there.
But that was 2 hours ago. What's the attraction over there anyway? Isn't home good enough for them?
Well, you know how it is. New neighbors. You were young once.
I was not. Well, anyway, I grew up.
Oh, I don't know.
And it's about time they did. There's such a thing as responsibility.
I know, dear, but let's not make an issue of it before dinner. Oh, here they are now. Dinner's almost ready now. Just sit down.
Now,
Mary, help me serve, please.
Well?
Oh, Dad, I don't want you to think I forgot about it. Well, I tried to mow the lawn, but, well, it was too wet. I mean, it was kind of dewy. I mean, it was damp.
Well, it's not damp now.
Yeah, I figured if I waited a little while, then I wouldn't get the lawnmower rusty and... But if you say it's dry now...
It'll never be drier.
Great, right after dinner, then.
You know, Mommy, you would just love them. And you would, too, Daddy. I tell you, they are the darlingest couple, and she is just a lamb. You know, she was making cookies, and she let me help her.
Hasn't your mother ever made cookies? I didn't send you over there to make cookies. I asked you to deliver a message to Jeff. Did you deliver it?
Well, yes, I think I did. I told you Daddy wanted you to come home.
You did not.
I did, too.
Well, you didn't say positively.
Well, it doesn't really matter now, does it, Jeff? It's home, so let's have a pleasant dinner without any arguments.
Chicken?
What does it look like?
I thought you liked chicken.
Well, I do, only at the Moody's house, they were having hot dogs and beans, and boy, did they smell good. You know, Mr. Moody used to be a professional football player.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I got him to pass me a couple. You should see him. How come you never got anywhere in football, Dad?
I couldn't make the weight.
Oh, he's the same size as you are.
Well, I didn't have the time either.
Well, he was working in a lumber yard and going to night school at the same time, but he didn't.
I wasn't interested in football. Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, Mr. Moody, he's not afraid of anything. He's driven racing cars, even. That was before they got married. Mrs. Moody made him give it up.
Jeff, how do you get all this information about these people?
I don't know. I guess I just ask them why.
Honey, how many times have I told you that there are some questions you just don't ask people?
Like what?
Well, I'm not going to tell you or you'll ask them.
He already has.
Mr. Moody talks to me a lot. He's a real great guy.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that he plays a better game of football, he knows more about lumber, he flies a plane, and he drives a car more recklessly than I do. However, I do say...
Honey, you sound just a teensy bit jealous.
Jealous? Jealous of what? I'm just getting a little tired of hearing what a hero this fellow is, that's all. Now mow the lawn!
What are you stopping for?
Oh, Dad, I'm dying from the heat. Have some lemonade.
You had a lemonade.
I know, but it's all oozed out of me by now.
One lemonade is enough.
Gee, at the Moody's, they let you have all that you want.
This is not the Moody's.
You said it. Dad, that lawnmower needs some adjusting or something.
All it needs is pushing.
But it's killing me.
It'll be in a good cause. Back to work.
After all, he is only a child.
Doing good. Build his character. If it doesn't wreck mine first. What's that?
What?
Something stopped. I don't hear the lawnmower.
Oh, that stopped a half hour ago.
Don't tell me he's finished. Donna? Donna, come out here, will you? I want you to be my witness. Exactly half the lawn. He hasn't touched the sides of the back. Well, you heard what I told him.
Where is he?
You tell me. Next door, probably, admiring Moody's muscles, listening to his tales of derring do. Will you look at that?
Darling, I...
With my lawnmower, too. How has he got the nerve?
Please, honey, I...
Wait till I get my hands on that kid.
Please, I mean, don't make a scene in front of the new neighbors.
Well, I don't know a better place to make one. They steal your kids. They bribe them with lemonade.
Well, can I get him to mow our lawn? This football-top muscle man. Fearless Fosdick. It's easy enough, you know, to be a hero to other people's kids, but try to live with them day in and day out.
I have lived with them, I know, but... That's the way it is.
Well, it's not the way it's going to be.
I've given Jeff his last chance. When he comes back here,
well, just stand aside, that's all. Stand aside!
Jeff, I want a word.
Not now, Dad. They need you over there. Come on.
Oh, Jeff, what's wrong?
Mr. Moody, he fainted.
Well, aren't you going to do something?
He fainted. The hero fainted.
Oh, Alex, you're a doctor. It may be serious.
Dad, will you hurry up? He's out cold.
My bag. It's in my office.
I'll get it.
I'm Dr. Stone.
Oh, Doctor, I'm so glad you came.
You better take it easy.
No, I'm all right. It's nothing real.
All right, sit down.
This is my dad.
Thank you,
I'm sorry that they dragged you over here.
We're awfully grateful to you, Doctor.
Not at all. That's my business. Tell me, what happened?
Well, the silliest darn thing, but it always gets me this way. Well, it was Jeff here. He was sharpening the sickle, and he cut his finger.
Well, let me see, Jeff.
Oh, it's nothing. All I did was bleed a little, that's all.
He gets hurt, and I faint. Can you beat it? Darndest thing. I just can't stand the sight of blood.
Now, take it easy.
Doesn't bother Dad.
Well, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Just affects some people that way.
I'm sorry that I had to throw a fit to get you over here, but I'm sure glad that you came. We've been anxious to meet you.
Well, your kids here are... Oh, I'd like you to meet my wife, Eleanor, Dr. Stone.
How do you do? Hello.
Well, this is my mom.
Hello. Donna.
Hi.
We've been hearing a lot about you. Haven't we, dear?
Yes, we have.
I'm so glad we're going to be neighbors. Well, so am I. As a matter of fact, Alex was just saying we must invite the Moodys over for supper sometime.
So... Well, hey, how about tonight?
Well, sure. Oh, well, now that you're here, you must stay and have supper with us. Oh, we couldn't possibly.
Well, why not, Mama?
Yeah, why not?
Well, darling,
well, why can't everybody have supper with everybody?
Oh, please, we have plenty of food.
Yeah, they've got loads.
Well, the doctor has plans.
What plans?
Attaboy, Dad.
Well, if you'll let me help with supper,
Well, we'll all help, even me. Come on, Mary.
Oh, come on. It's fine.
Sit down, Doc. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I sure envy you that son of yours. Great boy. Quite a worker, too, for a kid his age.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite the same when he's at home. Tell me, I hope he isn't making too much of a pest of himself.
Oh, no. We love having him around. You know, we don't have any of our own. I get such a kick out of his enthusiasm. Well, you should hear him.
You'll talk your head off if you let him. Just as a matter of curiosity, what does he talk about?
Well, don't you know? He talks about you.
He does?
All the time.
Oh, I hope you don't believe everything he tells you.
All he does is boast about what a great dad he's got, how he wants to be a doctor himself someday.
Here's some lemonade, you guys.
Oh, Jeff, thank you.
Here you go, Dad. Here you go, Mr. Moody.
Thanks.
Don't worry about the lawn, Dad. You see, Mr. Moody, he offered to adjust the lawnmower, so I thought it was only fair that... Well, I'm going over there right now to do it, so don't worry.
Hold on. Relax. Sit down and enjoy yourself. Have some lemonade.
Is it okay?
Sure. Relax. Sit down for a while. We can mow the lawn anytime. Fine boy, even if I do say so myself.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Joe, what a thing to
say. Well, am I right, Doc? You took the words right out of my mouth, Joe.
Isn't he terrible? Oh, I think he's nice. Listen, when can you two have dinner with us? What's a good night?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe usually bowls on Monday nights.
Oh, you bowl, Joe? Great.
Jeff, where are you going? I better get over there and do that lawn before it gets dark.
Well, what are you worrying about? Listen to them.
I know.
You know, I've never seen them in such a good mood.
Yeah. You ever notice about parents how different they are with neighbors? Always patting you on the head and everything. The minute they get you alone, pow, back to normal.